This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this second Sunday in Advent. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Has your busy schedule ever robbed you of great blessings? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, in this Advent season, as the Holy Spirit seeks to prepare our hearts to celebrate the Incarnation, we thank you that you have come in the person of Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Lord, we pray that we may listen carefully what your word has to say, why it was necessary for you to come, and what you have accomplished for us. But God, we also realize it's a very busy time. So may we hear your voice as you beckon and plead with us to set aside some time to be alone with you. Hear our prayer that we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Hear the Word of God as it is recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with verse 4. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, Christmas is only a few days away. In this Advent season, as the Lord seeks to prepare our hearts to receive that great message that God has come in the person of Jesus Christ, He beckons us to take time out and to be with Him. The Christmas narrative never changes, but the circumstances in which we hear the message is different, and that is why that old story is always new. For example, you might have heard it first when you were a little girl, maybe 9 years old that you can remember well. But now you're 29 years old, and that Christmas story is just the same, but it has different meaning in your life now. Or maybe you were that little boy who at the church stood up and gave a short Christmas address at their program and reminded them of your strong convictions that Jesus was your Savior. But now you're 40 years old, and the world has influenced you, and you have sometimes wondered about the divinity of Jesus Christ. Well, the Christmas story is different from that day when you stood there in church and told the message of Jesus Christ, and today when you sit in a pew occasionally and wonder about it. No, the gospel of Jesus Christ has not changed, and the Christmas gospel has not changed. But the circumstances have, and that is why its message is always new, fresh, and living. I suggest to you that if we will let the Advent message speak to us, Christmas in 2004 will be another new experience with the Savior. So let's get on to the first of these Advent messages. It's recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. I have read it for you, and it's a story of Joseph coming to Bethlehem's manger, coming to the inn, and they're finding there was no room. First, let's say that Christmas is a busy season. It's a busy season where you and I live. Some of my friends in the retail business tell me that the Christmas sales determine how profitable the year will actually be. Travel plans are being made. We want to be together with our families, and we'll go to no end to actually get a few dollars that we could have used in other ways, but we want to be together. That also causes us to be busy making the arrangements. In this busy time, the preacher then will challenge you to make a decision. And that's a decision that I ask you to make today. If you are really serious about this being a blessed Christmas season, during the Advent time, Would you take 15 minutes daily with God's Word? You say, well, that's kind of inconsistent. I don't know where I'm going to find 15 minutes. And you know what? The church is sometimes the cause for a lot of this busyness. Yes, I know that's true. And most of the things that we find in our church are very profitable, and we would not want to leave one of them out of our schedule. But can't you just find 15 minutes alone every day, not every other day, every day, to listen to what God has to tell you? If you don't, the busyness can rob you of one of God's greatest blessings, to see the Savior as he comes into this world. There is one in the Bible who would tell you that, I'm sure, and that would be the innkeeper. The innkeeper was in a very difficult predicament. The night had come, and here stood two young people, Joseph and Mary. Mary was going to have a baby at any minute, and Joseph asked for a room. He looked at them and he said, I'm sorry. I wish that I had a room to give you, but there isn't another one available. And that could very well have made Joseph a bit excited, you know, like young fathers are when they're expecting their firstborn. And he would have argued and would have said, you know, all of these people here, if it were necessary, they could have been on the floor. But Mary is with child. You've got to find something for her. And again, he had to say, no, I have nothing to say. I can only tell you that there's a manger out there. You may go out there and lie and spend the night, and we'll pray that God will give you a good child. Joseph and Mary could have taught them something. Just imagine if he had said, well, why don't you just come in to my own apartment, and we'll talk about this later on. What would the innkeeper have heard? He would have heard from Joseph, well, you know, Mary and I were going to have been married. But then suddenly it was learned that she was with child. It was so unusual, because an angel came and spoke to us and said, that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And Mary and I had not lived immorally. This was a miracle. And Mary would have said, yes. And you know what he also said? That this child which I am to deliver will be the Son of God, and he will save the people from their sins. And there that innkeeper could have heard this story and realized that that child who was to be delivered was the Messiah. He could have known that. He could have lived that throughout his life. But his busyness and his anxiety and his being taken in by the rush of the day cheated him of a marvelous, marvelous blessing. But you know, that goes on all the time. And maybe I pushed this a little bit far with the innkeeper. Maybe he was not that concerned about it at all. But you have to kind of let your mind go when you read these stories again and again. Now let's go back to biblical days, but 30 years after Joseph and Mary asked for a room in the inn. Jesus had grown up, and he had chosen 12 disciples. They were roaming around doing their ministry. And finally, one day, they found themselves in Bethany, a place where Jesus loved to come. When he got there, he went into the home of his good friend Mary and Martha, and there he began to talk with them. When Martha, and you know the story, when Martha knew that Jesus was in her house, she wanted to fix him the very best meal possible. But Mary was so overwhelmed at what he was going to tell her that she just sat down at his feet and listened to what he had to say. And pretty soon Martha was irritated, and she said, Lord, don't you want my sister to come out in the kitchen and help me? And then it is that the Lord said, Martha, Martha, You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. It's sort of that same anxiety, isn't it? Martha, with her emotional hyper-personality and her busy hands, had taken away some of the blessing that God wanted to give her. What was more important? To prepare a big meal? Now, it was done in love, and we must not in any way seek to criticize Martha. But how great it would be to sit at Jesus' feet and listen as he began to expound to them the great things of the kingdom of God. You see, friend, it's our busyness that sometimes causes us to lose the great blessings that God has for us simply because we do not take time out to be alone with him. What might Jesus have said to Martha and to Mary? Well, he could have talked to them about that same subject he had in the Sermon on the Mount. You know, Mary and Martha, you live here in Bethany, and there are a lot of people who do not know me. They have no personal relationship with me like you do. Can you be for them the salt of the earth? Can you be for them the light of the world? Can they see that there is something different about you when I have paid one of my visits to your home? It would be a lost opportunity for the person not to hear that great message. Well, now let's begin to apply this and see if this can help us to make it a blessed Advent season and a glorious Christmas. I would like to, in a very special way, dedicate a portion of this sermon, at least, to you mothers. We say that the Christmas season, the Advent season, is very busy, and truly it is. But I wonder if it isn't just a little bit more busy for moms than it is for any other family member. The reason I say that, I go back in my own mind, and I realize how busy my mother was just getting ready for Christmas. She wanted it to be the best Christmas ever for her family. There was shopping that had to be done in the midst of the Depression, and that was not an easy thing to do. There was baking, and there was cards to be sent out. There was entertaining in our home, and there were parties that we had to attend. And certainly the schedule at the church got just a little bit more busy than it had been in other times of the year. Now, every single one of these events were important. But I believe that my mother still took time out to have her own devotions. I have now followed the life of my children's mother, my wife, and it has been the same hectic schedule, going here, going there, shopping, baking, sending out cards, and all the rest. But I remember so well, when the children were little, how my wife would take those kids and share with them the great message of Christmas. And what is true for moms is true for grandmas, I think, too. If when you, grandma, was 29 and you were so busy, you failed to do what you would like to do with your children, and you did not take out those minutes to be alone with God and his word, now that you've moved from 29 to 59, and your grandma, wouldn't you like to take time, just a little time every day in this season, to be alone with God for yourself? And then if the occasion arises, to spend a few minutes with those children, those grandchildren that you love so much. Time, isn't it? And dads, While I think of the mother as being the most busy in the household, I don't want to overlook you. In the November 22nd issue of Time magazine, there is this letter written to the editor. And the person writes, "It is very sad that people in this day and age of scientific discovery still cling to old superstitions. If we would accept that this is the only life we have and stop yearning for a non-existent afterlife, maybe humanity would make this world of today a better place." Now, Dad, might you have written that? Might you really say, if the Holy Spirit digs deeply into your heart, I don't know if I believe any part of this Christmas gospel, except that it was a blessed tradition, and I wish that it were true. Do you have some questions about that? Then don't you think it's time for you to sit down with God's Word and let it speak to you? Could it be possible that that faith that once was in your heart when you stood there and gave the Christmas address to your congregation at the Sunday school program could be revived? And you could say, "I went into this world and I had a faith, but the world seemed to take it away from me primarily because I didn't take time to be alone with God." Could that be you? Or maybe there's somebody out there who's working right near you, who made that statement to you over lunch the other day. If you've taken time out to be alone with God, spending time with Him in the Bible, then you can be sure that He's going to give you a word to speak and the courage to speak it to those who might be writing, as did this man who sent the letter to Time magazine. The plea that I have today is that early in the Advent season, would you commit yourself to 15 minutes daily with your Bible? I would suggest, because it's the time of the year, that you turn to the early chapters of Matthew 1 and 2. See what was happening there. Turn over to Luke 1, 2. Go to John, that passage of God's holy word that deals so with the incarnation, that is, God was coming into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. And then maybe you could turn over to Galatians, the fourth chapter, and begin with verse 4. And that's Paul's Christmas gospel. They're blessed passages. And it is through that word that the Holy Spirit will work to create faith if you have none, to restore faith if you had walked away, and to strengthen faith if you continue to walk with Him. No, the Christmas gospel has not changed, but our circumstances have, and that is why its message is new, refreshing, and living. If we will let these Advent sermons speak to us, Christmas 2004 will be another new experience with the Savior. Remember this, Christmas is for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, you know better than we that Christmas is an important time of the year, for it marks the beginning of your coming to set up your earthly ministry. God, we pray that during the course of this Advent season, our thoughts may turn to you, and the Holy Spirit may cause us to realize what you have done for us. It's not a new story. We confess that, but it is a new story since our circumstances are different. So will you peek into our homes and find out where we are in our relationship with you, and then grant that each one of us may, through your word, hear your voice speaking to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray today's gospel message has brought you joy and peace for the weeks ahead in this busy Advent season. May your heart be touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry. We are supported by the financial gifts of those who have been helped and those who want to join us in reaching others. We are especially grateful for our Gift Every Month GEM Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. For your convenience, we are now able to take credit card donations by phone or mail. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truths to those who cannot attend church. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be read or heard on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.